Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about something that many of you go through, and that's changing careers. How do you figure out your next step while you're in your current career? So you know you've got a career, it's going along, it's going along, but you know it's not your future. You want to do something else. And we see, I see this almost every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you do that? Some people say, oh, I just got to quit my job and then I'll figure it out. But that's not feasible for many people.
Right.
So they have to, stay at their job and then do all this sort of career counseling in the evening and on the weekends to figure out what their next career is going to be. So how do you do that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that part of that that's intimidating, even if the job you feel is a dead end thing, is it may be demanding of your time. So being able to find the time. And so the first thing I said was just make time for exploration.
Right. Mm.
Right. So whether you say, okay, Saturday morning and Wednesday evening, I'm going to do some, I don't know, some preliminary search of different things that I've thought I'm always interested in, at least making that time would be a starter.
Mm. I have a couple of things. One is I think you want to create a transitional plan. So don't look at this as, okay, well, I'm in this career and I'm going to jump to the next career and it's all going to happen in one.
In one, two, three.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't really happen that way. There's usually a transition plan. Mm-hmm. There's usually, okay, well, in order for me to leave this career, I don't really know what my next step is. I think it could be this. So maybe I will take a position, or maybe I'll take a lesser position in the field I'm in so that I will have more time and I'll have more space.
All right. This is the thing we always get pushback on, though, right?
I don't care. We're right. Yeah.
No,
And those people don't do it.
I'm with
you. They never make this step and they're miserable.
So I guess what I want to say, just psychologically, I think what happens for people is they're not willing to take a few risks, take, as you say, potentially a lower pay in order to have the time and bandwidth to explore or take actions in the new field, and not willing to kind of give themselves permission to be a beginner again in any way.
I know.
Right.
I mean, I once had one woman here. She was a lawyer at some big company. I don't even remember. And she wanted to become the next Oprah. And she really wanted me to tell her how to do that from where she was and in one step.
Right.
And when I explained this to her, she said, no, I'm not even going to pay you for this session.
Right.
No. And I could not. But I felt bad for her. I'm sure she's still
a
lawyer. I don't know. I don't know what happened to her. But when we run up against this, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
I mean, most people understand that the reality is you know, if you've well-skilled in one thing, you don't just
jump to the next.
It doesn't happen that way. It takes 3 to 5 years really to make that transition happen.
Yeah. Right.
And it's 100% possible. We've helped so many people do it. And I've seen people be so happy when they do it, but it's not a pretty picture. It's not an easy picture.
That's right. Mm.
So, I think the first thing to do is to let yourself dream a little bit, because there's a lot that you have to figure. You have to figure out, you really pay attention to what you don't like, to what's not working for you, because that's not what we want to bring forward.
Yeah.
So just let yourself dream. How would your day be structured in this new situation? Just, you know, ask yourself that. Is it full-time? Is it part-time?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, weekends? Like, what does it look like? How would your day's activities unfold? Because that might tell you a little bit. Maybe it's more interactive with people or less interactive with people. Maybe it's more technical. Just let yourself dream.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another question. What would you be doing for your work? Just dream it. Doesn't have to be the thing.
Yeah.
What would you actually be doing it? And where would you be doing it?
And with whom would you be doing
it?
What kinds of people would you want
around
you?
What kind of people? Is it in an office building? Is it in your home?
Yeah.
Is it on a farm? You know, where, what, just dream. Pay attention to what you know you don't like, what you know you don't want to do again. But just begin to do that. That's really the first step. It's always very good to meet with other people that mm-hmm. have made a career change and to hear their process, what it took for them to do it.
Yeah.
That's always very interesting.
Yeah.
And if you need people to talk to, just email me. This is Kathy, and I'll send you some people that have gone through this.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is take an inventory of all the things you have done in the past. Mm-hmm. And as you're saying, Kathy, pull out in each of those situations, what did you like most and what would you never want to do again? Mm-hmm. And start to see like what might be the ingredients for you. Mm-hmm. And I remember actually with Going Indie, mm-hmm. the very first book, we used to say, and you prompted this, was whatever the interest is, like you want to find out what your interests, your, you know, formal interests are, but it needs to be something you could sustain for at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because it takes that long to really transition
right.
into that area.
Right. That's right. And it may also be that you, it's not a huge transition. It may be, for instance, I'm thinking of this one client of ours. He started out doing patient care.
Yeah.
And then he got far away into administration. And, you know, even though he totally enjoyed it, he's at a phase now where he may want to go back to
right.
have more touch point with patients.
Yeah.
And so that happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is they, you know, they're smart, they do well at what they're doing, and then they keep moving forward, and then... No, I really liked actually what I was doing to start with.
Right.
So it may be something as simple as that, or it may be bigger than that. It may be you study to be one thing and you really want to be
something
completely
else.
Different.
Okay, so then the other thing that I would like you to need to check is your beliefs about change. You know, for some people, they have, it's too late for me.
Right.
Or it's too soon.
Right.
Or... I couldn't possibly make this change, or, you know, my family won't support me. There are a lot of different thoughts
yeah.
usually that bubble around in your mind. And so you want to kind of catch the negative ones that would stop you from taking action and at least become aware of those. And then also cultivate the positive ones. Like, I'm someone who seeks adventure, or I'm someone who loves interacting with people and I have a real gift with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really trying to tune into your internal mindset so that you can thwart the negative beliefs and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. You also may be afraid of losing your identity. You may like the identity you have. I am such and such, and I work for such and such company.
Mm. Yeah.
And that may be impressive. And by walking away from that, even though you don't like it, you're not sure how to replace that, because really what you like is that status.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one.
Well, and the term that I usually use is that it's, you have to get ready for identity reformation.
Yes.
Right? Because if you're not going to say, I work at this place and my job is,
right.
then you, who are you? Outside mm-hmm. of
right.
that.
Right.
You're going to have to do
right.
some redefining.
Yeah. And it yeah. it may not be, you, that may be the stopping point for some people.
Yeah.
At least I've seen that be the stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
But your work is not your full identity. So please right. be open to changing it. There's nothing wrong with changing careers. They say that we're going to have, most people are going to have three different careers in their lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and that's not unusual. Some people have three different marriages, and I'm just making a joke. But, you know, change is inevitable.
The third one is the charm.
But, you know, shifting careers, people do it.
Yeah.
People do it. So don't be afraid. But it is a process. Don't think of it as one step. It is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. And if you are in a position where you'd like to change careers, we encourage you to take one small action at a time.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.